Hey, it's Bill Simmons. I have some good news for you. The Hottest Take, it's back. Oh, yeah. Monday through Thursday, four times a week, you hear from me, Chris Ryan, Sean Fennessy, Mallory Rubin, Wazdeen Lambre, Van Lathan, Julie Lippman, many other Ringer staffers. You get one take, you got to defend it to the death. Sports takes, pop culture takes, food takes, airplane takes. Oh, yeah. It's coming back. First episode drops August 29th.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everybody, SmackDown Live General Manager Daniel Bryan here, hanging out with Rosenberg at Rosenberg Radio. Do you want to hear him play music? Yes! 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 Do you want to hear him talk about wrestling? Yes! Do you want to hear him talk about anything else in general? No! 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 No!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Friday before the Royal Rumble. There's something going on Fridays. Cheap Heat, the Ringer wrestling show. I'm your forever 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg, and right now I'm on board. I don't know what flight this is, United something or other, from Newark to San Antonio. And I have to tell you guys, this flight, it feels very much like a Royal Rumble, not like a Royal Rumble flight, but a WrestleMania flight, because the amount of fans on the flight, the amount of merch that I'm seeing on the flight, big WrestleMania vibes. And I sit down in my seat, and sitting next to me are two huge wrestling fans who are excited, I would say the least, about the Royal Rumble. All right, I'm going to talk to, there's two of them. I'm going to start out with one. We'll see if the other one warms up. What's your name?
My name's Case.
Case?
Yes.
Like the great Case Keenum?
Yep.
And how old are you, Case?
I'm 13.
13 years old. You're from, where are you from?
Long Valley, New Jersey.
Long Valley, New Jersey. Is this your first Royal Rumble you're attending?
Yes.
Level of excitement for this Royal Rumble?
I'm super excited to see all the returns and just excited to watch a bunch of people wrestle.
And how long have you been a fan for?
For about 2.5 years now.
Oh, 2.5 years? You guys are relatively new.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're kind of new.
And your brother, who's being shy right now, he's a big fan as well.
I think he's a bigger fan than me.
Really? Is this true? Are you a bigger fan even than your brother?
Indeed.
And what's your name?
John.
John? Okay. So John and Case, let's get right into it. You guys have a lot of thoughts, and my listeners here at Cheap Heat, the members of the Cheap Heat universe, they want to know the pulse of the kids. You know, we're old. I'm 43. I got into it when I was younger than you guys. So we want to know what the kids are feeling right now. So Case, I'll start with you. Your predictions for the Royal Rumble.
I think probably either Cody or what's his name? Cody, Rock, Orton maybe. I'm going with maybe Gunther to surprise us all.
Gunther win, that would surprise me. And what about the Women's Rumble?
Probably either Rhea. I don't think Becky's going to win it. Maybe Charlotte might come back because I haven't seen her since she's won the title.
Oh, so she might think she'd compete in the Rumble with the title?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, not often done. But John, you had a lot. You had opinions. You have thoughts about how you think it's going to play out. First of all, John, you're 11 and a half, something like that? Okay. Well, how do you think the Rumble's going to play out? Start with the men's.
I'm going to make something crystal clear. Brock Lesnar's a little piece of crap that should retire.
Wow! Hot! Coming in hot!
Cody's 1 and Rollins is 2, and Randy's 30. That's pretty simple.
So you think Cody 1, crowd goes crazy, Seth 2, we see them lock horns again, and then lots of things happen, lots of Michigas, and before you know it, here comes Randy Orton at 30. So who do you think wins the Rumble?
Cody.
Cody Rhodes, and then what plays out for WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes winning the Rumble?
Well, first, when 1 and 2 come out, I think Rollins and Cody are going to shake hands because they've seemed to be... Rollins has been a little bit of a face. Like, he's been the good guy with the Theory and Lashley situation.
Interesting. So you have further predictions. You think you like many people listening to the show, believe that we will see Roman have two matches WrestleMania weekend.
Yes, Cody Knight won for the WWE title. Roman loses. Rock shows up after that and challenges Roman for night two and beats him.
So then my question for you is this. This is going pretty deep here. Do you think, John, that they are going to promote The Rock being at WrestleMania, or he's just going to show up on night one?
He's showing up. He's just going to show up. Like,
now, I see that you're wearing a combination Bloodline hoodie, John Cena headband. It's sort of like wearing, you know, a Yankee shirt and a Red Sox hat. But now, do you expect John Cena to have a match at WrestleMania?
I mean, if he chickens out with his big bald spot, he can, but he'll show up.
So who do you think? I assume you're going to say Austin Theory, but who do you think John Cena gets at WrestleMania?
Gets to wrestle? I'm not that sure.
You don't think Austin Theory?
No. Because he came out early last year at, what, 3? He could do that again. Because he doesn't seem to be like that guy who'd come out at 26 or whatever.
So you actually think we could see Cena tomorrow at the Rumble?
Yes.
Wow, so not just at Mania. You think a Rumble appearance from... So, wow, can you imagine a world in which... You know what I would love? You know what would be fantastic? If we got... Like, if you're right and Cena comes back. If Cena's 29 and Orton's 30 and the two of them have, like, a nice little stare-down moment for all the history between Cena and Orton. Have you seen some of Cena and Orton's past stuff?
Yeah, it's just crazy. That could be a match at WrestleMania 39.
Now, Casey, how do you guys start getting into wrestling? I mean, I assume you're sports fans?
Yeah, we like to watch a lot of sports at our house.
And then did wrestling come from your dad, or did it come from just friends? How'd it happen?
It started one day to where my dad was telling us about how he used to watch, like, The Rock and Stone Cold and all those greats, like, wrestle in the ring. And so he just introduced, I think we watched Raw. I think one of the first matches we did was, it was Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Nikki Cross at the time and Alexa Bliss for the titles. And when Sasha and Bayley won it, I think that was our first match that we ever saw.
And do you remember what you thought of it initially?
I thought it was, first of all, I thought it was real. Until my dad was like, it was fake, because I just realized they were actors. And then...
I hope your dad didn't use the F word. You mean predetermined is what you're saying.
Yes. So, I just, like, liked how they were just wrestling in the ring. I thought it was...
You liked it more when you realized it wasn't a competition and it was a performance. You liked it even more...
Yeah, I liked it more when I knew it was acting, and I knew that they were just... I thought the people that they paired up were just bad people versus really good people. But then I realized it's just all an act, and I just love seeing some wrestlers just perform in the ring.
See, that's very interesting, because when me and your dad were kids, people didn't have as much of an understanding that it was an act. And I mean, maybe you did when you got older, but at your age... You still might be unsure about it. John, you seem pretty deep into things. How much should you... Do you go back and watch a lot of stuff on Peacock?
Yes, I just downloaded Money in the Bank 2021 and a Royal Rumble on Peacock for the flight. So, yeah.
Does your dad ever have you watch older stuff?
I choose to watch it.
What do you choose to watch? When you like how old, how far back will you go? Will you go as far back as the 80s? Do you just go to the 2000s?
I'm a fan of Mr. Perfect, so when he was around with the IC title, that's pretty much when I watched 1990.
That's a great time. What about like the Harts? Are you a Bret Hart fan?
Slightly. Because he beat him at SummerSlam. And he held the title for a long time. Or
he did.
Not as long as Mr. Perfect, because he was the last person to hold it longer than 240 days. Gunther, I have eyes on Gunther, because he might pass that. Because it's been great having him have that record.
So, do you ever go all the way back and watch, like, Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and stuff like that, or no?
I've seen that match about 100 times. Bruno Sammartino is a big dude that, see, like, he's a good dude. Like, I guess he's...
Have you watched any, like, Roddy Piper?
Actually, on YouTube's homepage, it was Piper's Pit with Bruno Sammartino.
Wow, really? That's pretty cool. So, Case, you would say John he's more hardcore than you.
Yes, I don't know as much stuff as he does.
So, which do you guys watch, Raw and SmackDown every week?
Yeah, sometimes we'll have interfering with, like, me playing basketball or something else, like my sister having basketball, but we try to watch as much as we can.
And you also told me that this is your first Royal Rumble, but next year you're going to get to go to WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's going to be really exciting because I don't really know what's going to happen there because I've never been to a WrestleMania, and it's going to be so exciting to be going to the WWE's most favored pay-per-view.
I mean, it's iconic. Now, last question for you guys. Truth be told, who gets more excited for a big moment, you guys or your dad? Let's just be totally honest.
Us, definitely.
You get more excited. You think, John, you get the most excited?
Yeah, because my heart was pounding when Cody came out, and I thought he was going to come out to Smoke and Mirrors, so I thought it was Gable Steveson.
So here's the part that's confusing to me. I want to understand this. You were excited when Cody came back, but when Cody was last in WWE, you weren't even watching WWE yet. So how did you have such an appreciation for Cody coming back?
I mean, it was crazy. Like, he was back. I knew who he was. It seemed cool that he was different in a way. Like, it's the American Nightmare, not Smoke and Mirrors, not Stardust. It's who he has been for the past year or two.
So after he came back and you saw how cool he was, you kind of did the history and found out who his dad was and where he went?
Oh, I already knew.
You already knew. You've watched some Dusty Rhodes before?
Yes.
Guys, this has been enlightening. The Cheap Heat Universe appreciates you both and your dad, and we hope you love WrestleMania and stay mage.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
See ya.
All right. Thank you so much to our very special guest correspondents that I talked to on the plane earlier, Case and John. It was so cool running into those kids, man. What an interesting flight it was in general. First of all, Reverend Run from Run DMC was on my flight. And, oh, wait, hold on. Before we go any further at all, I'm hearing we have a guest joining us. This is really exciting. Royal Rumble weekend, and excited to bring in our friend, Evil Sam Roberts. Evil Sam, how are you?
I've been better, Peter. What's the haps?
Well, wait. What's going on, Sam? What's wrong?
Well, I'm just a little ticked off that there's not, you know, a special Royal Rumble for all the jabroni announcers and podcasters out there. I think there should be a 30-man and women Royal Rumble to battle it out for who gives the best scoop in the earwaves of the radio and podcasting.
And who would you most want to get your hands on in a situation like that and toss over the top rope, Evil Sam?
I got my eye on pre-show Jerry Lawler. I don't mind him as an announcer. I don't mind him as a foil for Andy Kaufman. But what I do mind is when he tries to step on my NXT pre-show territory.
Wow. Sam, anything else going on in your life these days? Have you watched any of the Oscar-nominated films or anything like that? I know you're a big into movies.
Yeah, I saw Megan, thought it was pretty hilarious. Big fan of The Fablemans. Thought it should have been called The Spielbergs. Think it would have been done better at the box office. But I've really been remodeling my basement, been lining my shelves and my walls with my new figures. Hasbro's all day, baby.
All right, and I, last but not least, I got to get predictions for the Rumble from Evil Sam Roberts. What do you, who do you like?
I like the original winner of the Royal Rumble, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. For those of you reading the topical wrestling news, that guy knows how to defend his house, he knows how to defend burglars, and he knows how to defend the top rope.
I got to tell you, Sam, I do not like that pick at all. I do not see Hacksaw winning this thing.
I think they should... more often, they should have Tatanka win. They should have Bushwhackers win. I need to see variety. I don't need to see people on the current roster. I see them every week, every year, and every Royal Rumble. Enough is enough.
And you're not holding back anymore.
No, I'm not holding back anymore. I've been good guy Sam Roberts for far too long. I've cut my hair, and I've turned heel, baby.
All right, and the Women's Rumble?
Been giving it some thought. I would honestly like to see Toni Storm come back from AEW and shake up that locker room once and for all.
Okay. We're not going to hold our breath for that. Sam, I look forward to seeing you later in the weekend, and take care of yourself, Evil Sam.
If they toss Toni Storm's hat outside of the ring, that doesn't count as an elimination. Mark my words.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on OneSuite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Let's talk a little bit more about this Royal Rumble and get you caught up on what news we've heard from the media of the last couple of days. I haven't heard any sort of new rumors about people. We're kind of dealing with the exact same thing so far. I can't imagine we're going to see the Bellas. I thought about this. The Bellas being pretty critical of WWE this week, it made me think we are not going to see the Bellas at the Rumble. You know, and it's interesting because the Women's Rumble typically has so many surprises. I wonder now, though, like there are a lot of women to choose from for the Rumble in the SmackDown and Raw locker rooms, plus the NXT locker room. I wonder whether that number is going to be a little less in terms of returns. And also whether you want to give people a break. Like, do you want to have the Bellas every time? Do you want to have Molly Holly every time? You know, I thought that the Mickey James thing last year was cool. I would love if we could get more of that, you know? Could we get a Nia Jax return? I'm sure we'll see Doudrop, who we haven't seen in a very long time. But any chance for a Nia Jax return? I'm trying to think of who else could really stand out. By the way, any chance we get
Ronda Rousey? Is that a possibility? Or like, do we all assumed when Charlotte won the title that that was it and we wouldn't see Ronda again? But she could show up in the Rumble. The thing for me about Ronda is I don't know that she's ever been booked in a way where she can just get eliminated. Like, that it's like hard to imagine her showing up because I don't know how they get her out. And she certainly wouldn't be winning right now. So declared women, official women are, as of this moment, and by the time you guys hear this Saturday morning, SmackDown could have given us a couple more, but Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and Emma. They are the declared Royal Rumble participants for the women. On the men's side, Kofi, Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Theory, Rollins, Lashley, Corbin, Mysterio, Gunther, Cody, Omos, Drew, Sheamus, Braun, Karrion Kross, Dominic Mysterio. I got to tell you guys, we have the opportunity for more surprises than we've had in a very long time at the Rumble. Now listen, there's only what? How many women did I get? Three? There's only seven women. So, I mean, they're not going to give 20 up tonight. So my assumption is we are going to have a lot of unknowns for the Rumble, which is fantastic. For the men's side, they're at 15 now. Even if they give you another three tonight. And I just, here's what I think is really fascinating about this year's Rumble. We have no, okay, I think we, the only real idea we have about WrestleMania that we believe at all is that Cody Rhodes ends up in a big match and The Rock ends up in a big match. Are both of those things happening though? Are we really going to get exactly what everyone has thought we were going to get? This has become a time where WWE is not, it's many things. It's not as predictable all the time. And I just have a hunch we're not going to get both of those things. I mean, I ended up picking Cody and I picked Rhea because I'm lazy and I just didn't know where else to go. But the truth is, we have no idea. Humor me here. Could John Cena be in the Rumble? I have to think Cena is getting a legitimate match at Mania this year. Not one of his fakakta, unannounced, you know, don't count matches. He just got the cover of 2K23 this week. We just saw that revealed this week. He's really been inactive for the last couple of years, and we know the end of the line has to be coming somewhat soon. Would it be that crazy that he does one more Royal Rumble? I could absolutely see him wanting to do one more. So couldn't you get John Cena? Then, obviously, The Rock goes without saying that it's a possibility. I actually think there's the least possibility we see The Rock appear in the Rumble match. I just don't think that's how we get to The Rock. I think Little Man earlier might have been onto something and saying The Rock comes out at WrestleMania and calls out Roman Reigns. I think we're more likely to get that than we are to get The Rock showing up at the Rumble. But that's just me. But that leaves another name that we haven't discussed a lot, but that needs to be considered. Because this man has been actively working out, showing the whole world how seriously he's taking it, looking jacked as he's ever been, and he looked good the last time we saw him. And that would be the Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, I don't, you know, read the dirts and get that much from them, but it has been written that Austin has been offered a couple of different things for Mania, including, and again, this is just things I read online, please. So who knows if there's any validity whatsoever to this, but including a match versus Roman Reigns. What a swerve that would be for all of us. If we got, what if Roman has Rock and Austin in consecutive nights? Or what if there is no Rock? What if Roman Austin is the thing? I mean, it's just, I suppose the only way, frankly, that the Rumble could be a disappointment would be if it really went the way I picked it, and it's just Cody and Rhea, who to me both seem like obvious choices. And, you know, I do think we have to be mindful of it just being too much Cody too fast. You know, like his emergence, his return, I should say, was so incredible. And obviously the Hell in a Cell match just, took him to the next level, a place he's never been in this company. I wonder, though, whether it could be too much to then immediately have him win the Rumble, go to Mania, and win the title. Is it all just too linear? Like this, remember, he presented this whole story about wanting to get the title that eluded his father. Now, granted, he had some serious adversity with the torn pec and being out for 6 months. But is that just where the story ends? He basically announces that he wants the title. A couple months later, gets hurt, comes back from getting hurt. A couple months later, wins the title. I don't know. It seems like a rushed way to get to that. Really, this is a long-term story. Remember, when you really think about the origins of this story, it goes all the way back to him leaving WWE, starting an entire new company, and coming back. So I don't know that after all that, it then gets just sort of rushed along that quickly. So then it begs the question, if it's not Cody, if they're not going to go to Cody right away, they're going to tease everyone, but they know everyone's expecting Cody. Who else could it be? Could it be a returning Randy Orton? That could be interesting. It's not going to be Brock. How's Brock getting eliminated? Bobby Lashley, presumably. And are Lashley and Lesnar, are they like, do they like, is it one of those spots where they eliminate each other like in the middle of the Rumble? Or Lashley and Lesnar both in the final four? The final four picks are really fun for me, thinking about who's going to end up those final four. I think Lashley, Lesnar are too good. I think Cody, of course, is a great choice. I could see Braun going pretty deep. I could see Karrion Kross having a great run. But then, of course, we have not talked about the bloodline. I keep wanting to talk like Evil Sam. But how do you not talk about the bloodline? How do you not consider that the bloodline could have an entire story play out within the match? And now, we talked about this some earlier in the week with someone who wrote us, and you can write us as well, rosenbergbeats@gmail.com, email us. But what if they don't go the way we thought they were going to go with Sammy and the bloodline? And it's not about, maybe he ends up with Jey Uso. Maybe he ends up getting the match with Roman at WrestleMania. Like, it seemed like a crazy idea to me that that would ever be the case. I assumed it would be Sammy gets a match with Roman in Montreal. But what if that's not the case? And if done the right way, let me ask you this question. If done the right way, would Sammy beating Roman at Mania be one of the most like mage babyface pops of all time? If done the right way. And I'm not saying you couldn't mess that up because it's a long way. The story's already been a long story. We know there was a lull a few weeks ago where it felt a little tenuous, and now it got right back on track with the trial on Monday. But man, they have so many options. That's what good storytelling does. They've put themselves in a position now where they have tons of options. And as fans, we are all going to be on the edge of our seats tomorrow. Like that's what, or tonight, if you're listening on Saturday. That's what makes this so exciting. And gauging like the energy around people, man, there's just nothing like the Rumble. I got to tell you guys, if you've never made the trip for it, obviously the Mania trips are always a great thing. If you've never done a Rumble trip, I strongly recommend it. Not as hectic as a Mania weekend, and maybe even more exciting. Like, you just have no idea what you're going to get. I'm incredibly excited for it. I will be on the kickoff show, so I hope you guys will tune in and check that out from the Alamo Dome, and then, of course, the Royal Rumble after that, and then we will come back on Tuesday, after what will be, of course, a fascinating Monday Night Raw with a whole lot to digest. We could come, by the next time I talk to you guys, we could know what one of our WrestleMania matches is. So I look forward to that. Shout out to Evil Sam Roberts. Shout out to John and Case, the kids who I met on the flight. Great kids. Shout out to Reverend Run, who said I looked thin, which was, he said you've lost tons of weight. I mean, it's one thing to meet Rev Run. It's nothing I haven't. Have them tell you lost tons of weight. I don't know if it's true. And also, you guys should have all gotten your shirts either today, yesterday, Monday. The shirts are all arriving to people. So I hope you get the shirts in hand. They came out awesome, by the way. They do look fantastic. Everyone, enjoy one of the greatest nights of the year, the Royal Rumble. Catch you guys Tuesday. Stay mage.
Oh, people at home. This is Big E, and I'm with my man. My partner, former 24/7 champion as well. Let's not forget that. Rosenberg. And you are rocking with Real Late, Hot 97.
Talk to him, E!
I'm talking. That's what I'm doing currently. I am talking. Yeah.
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guy in the room. How you doing? Right now you are listening to Rosenberg, and there's no place in the world that my ears would rather be than right where I am right now, listening to the holy matrimony of a Rosenberg on the radio.